Fuck. I already fucked it up. My voice. That was ugly.
Hello.
Shit.
Hello. And welcome. I'm so stuffy.
This is really bad intro, y'all.
To it's the fine. Elevation Station.
To the Elevation Station. Elevation Hello, Station. My Hello. beautiful audience.
Our 26 viewers. Reviews.
Yes, no, thanks for those who actually took the time out of their day and listened to our podcast. I genuinely wasn't sure if we were gonna get any sort of views, but it's actually pretty cool. Yeah. I'm really excited.
No, so am I.
Yeah, I think, you know, the
five of them are for me.
Yes. Anywho, so we have your hosts today. Just gotta Donnybrook here. Love you guys.
Stuffy Ricky Bobby.
Stuffy Ricky Bobby. Why are you Stuffy Rick?
I got COVID and I'm still experiencing some symptoms.
Goddamn.
One of them being, is it congestion? Yeah. Life update, the house has COVID, so.
Unfortunately, not quite sure where it stemmed from. I don't really care about, like, where it comes from. I just care about, like, us getting healthy, really.
Yeah. I think you're fishbowl.
Fuck. That's fine.
Fishbowl cares a lot more about, like, where it has been and who it's been in contact with.
Yeah.
But that's understandable because they see a lot of people often.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been pretty rough. It's been a rough few days. We found out the day before New Year's Eve. So, all the plans that we had we had to cancel.
Yeah.
So, that really sucked. New Year's kind of sucked. But, you know.
At least there's no world issues.
At least, like, nothing exploded.
No.
Nobody died or is going to die.
Nothing was bombed, probably.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I don't know. Probably somewhere, somehow, something is going on, but
there's a lot more planes over the Middle East at the moment, actually. Update.
I don't Rick, bro, I don't know how much relevance that has.
Just a thought,
as
we come into this new year.
Yes. No, but I've been trying my best to take care of the sick other children who live in our household, bringing them food, hot water when I can, tea, stuff like that.
It's been more than 10 days. It's been about 12 days since I've had my first symptoms, so I'm no longer contagious according to the CDC guidelines, so I'm out and about through the house.
Yeah, and you know, just please be careful, you guys out there. Really, I mean, I feel like we're a pretty relatively safe household, and even we kind of messed up. You know, it can be pretty easy to get comfortable.
Yeah, because you don't think anybody like, around you will have it either.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't want to admit it, but we did. We got comfortable with the idea that we were just going to be fine and, you know, we weren't that concerned. But
it's not a hoax.
Here we are. it's not, you guys.
Hoax.
I don't know who decided to make up some sort of idea that the coronavirus is not a real thing and that there's not a global pandemic.
No, it's just a government hoax.
Fucking crazy.
The government's trying to
fucking
control
crazy.
You, trying to get you to wear a mask. See what you will and will not
give up
allow.
Your rights for. Yeah.
The government forced you to do. It's first the masks, then microchips.
Yeah.
They're gonna put that
you
in
know what?
The vaccine.
You know what? Fucking give me a microchip. I don't care. I'd rather deal with a microchip than a freaking deadly virus. You know what I mean? I still want to live. That's all I care about. You know what I mean?
The government, man.
Anywho's, so yeah, that's our recent update. It's been pretty shitty.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are a lot of people also out there who are not having a great time and, you know, who did also had to cancel plans. I'm sure everyone understands the struggle, so.
People in the hospital are probably not having a good time.
Yeah.
People dealing with worst cases of COVID are probably not having a good time.
Yeah. So, just, we send love and support, and I hope everyone's, you know, trying to make the best of the situation that they're in, and, you know, we'll get through it, it's fine.
We can do it.
But, anywho's, so when I was out, I went to go get my COVID test today, I, saw this video when I was waiting in line that was talking about.
Well, that's just fingering.
It's just baby oil. It's just baby oil.
Did you use the baby oil?
But we did use
anything?
The baby oil.
okay.
But it's okay. The bottle's over there. As long as you don't touch the bottle, you're not contaminated.
I don't feel safe at
I'm so sorry.
My fingers feel gross.
Give you some more hand sanitizer.
Thank you. Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was just feeling through the crevices of her bed. Very bad idea. I shouldn't have been doing that.
You know, I'm
God
a
damn,
very
the shit that I find
active.
Just laying out.
Active.
Very, a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff just laying out. You walk into your room and you see the vibrator just out.
Yeah.
And I... Yeah, sex positivity, amazing, but, oh man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was just fingering through the corner of her bed, and I hit something hard, and I pulled it out, and it was a cap to the baby oil that I guess they used last night for some sexual stuff.
Yeah. Sorry, y'all.
My fingers.
You're clean. I gave you sanitizer. I gave her sanitizer. She's fine. Anywho's, I was watching this video, and it was talking about how difficult it is for, like, people in poverty to, well, get themselves out of poverty, and it's just, like, the concept is so frustrating.
It's because if everybody was able to get themselves out of poverty, there would be nobody to exploit.
Right. And it's just, it sucks because... I think I've said this before, but it takes, like, 3 to 4 generations to get out of poverty. You know what I mean? And it got me thinking. It reminded me of, like, the way that I grew up. So, I grew up in, like, 2 different households. It's gonna sound super complicated, but... So, I lived with my mom and then my stepdad, both separately.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom's income was, like, significantly lower than my dad's. So, like, I have experienced, like, living in, like, poverty mm-hmm. situations. Like, we've had to do food stamps and, you know, just had... We've struggled.
Mm-hmm.
But then I've also experienced the other part of, you know, the upper... Not upper middle class, but definitely, like, lower middle class. Or
yeah,
middle class.
Middle class.
Yes, I would say middle class experiences. Like, I went to a really nice high school. I lived in a house that had a community center that had a pool, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I had access to all that stuff, which was amazing, you know what I mean? And I'm very grateful. But it's just, like, it's hard to understand that concept or that bridge between, you know... Being able to provide. I think that's one of the biggest concepts. It's just like, are your parents able to provide for you? What type of things were you provided for?
Mm-hmm.
That can include, like, education, food, housing.
Yeah. Growing up in the Northern Virginia bubble has really, like, all of Northern Virginia technically is upper middle class.
Yeah.
But... There are definitely pockets and sections where it's, like, you're upper middle class, but you're still struggling in this area because the cost of living around here is so high.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, too, is the cost of living is stupid high.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I understand both sides to the minimum wage idea. There are a lot of drawbacks, but also there are a lot of pros and cons, I feel, to both. And people make good points.
People do make good points.
But at the same time, it feels like we're still set up for failure. And I feel like that just kind of goes back to the system, to the basics, you know what I mean?
My father grew up in, like, Southern Virginia, and, like, he didn't go to college. He went into the military for a little bit and came out. And mm-hmm. he started working at a lock shop of his sister's fiance at the time.
Yeah.
But what he tells me, how much he makes now, an hour, he makes like $80 an hour. He doesn't get yearly pay. It's not a salary. Yeah. But $80 an hour.
I would honestly take $80 an hour over.
But thinking about it, like, thinking about me and thinking, oh, wow, $10 an hour is a good wage. And thinking, like, I get so stressed out about money because I feel like I make so little.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's hard for me to conceptualize that I will be making even more once I graduate college or get an actual person job.
Right, right.
Because I've worked 2 to 3 jobs on the regular now. Busting my ass.
Right.
And so to think that I will be making more money with not as much effort is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I think the concept of, like, how to get there, too, is just, it's gonna be a process. And I'm scared. I mean, I'm not too worried, but I am a little scared that I'm gonna go off a path a little bit beat, like, more unbeaten. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that I'm scared I'm going to make a decision that I might regret. Which I'm sure that's the truth for everyone, you know what I mean? But I just don't want to be stuck doing something I don't want to do.
I don't think anyone does. Or at least they rationalize it with the amount of money that they're making.
Right.
God damn, I'm so congested.
Ew. Ugh, bro. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, oh my god, my... So, recently I went to Tyson's Corner with my mother to get some pants. And, like, I'm a tall person. I gotta get, like, extra long jeans from the store. And it has to be curvy or else it doesn't fit my waist.
Yeah.
But I got 3 pairs of jeans. Guess how much you think they cost?
Probably, like, at least $50 each, so I would say probably around $200?
It was $330 for 3 pairs of jeans in Tyson's. And I started to, like, kind of freak out about it, just because that's $300. That's half our rent.
Right.
It's so much money.
It is, but it's also such a strange concept that you were able to buy it, like...
Mm-hmm.
Or not you were able to buy it, but it was easily obtained.
I feel like with that much money, you can...
I just don't get burning that much money in one go.
I just don't understand why a pair of jeans has to be $100 on the regular.
Well, because if you want nice things in this world, you gotta pay a nice price, you know what I mean?
I feel like you can get good stuff for cheap.
Oh, you definitely can, and that's why I feel like a lot of people who are... I'm not saying people who are bougie are, like, bad or anything. Or that their, like, ideas or concepts or, you know, views on things are wrong. But I just think, though, those people who are obsessed with, like, Gucci or, like, labels like that don't really understand that you can pretty much get the same thing at a thrift store for so much more.
It's just
or so much less.
Spending in excess. Like, there's so much more... There's so many things you could do with the money that's not spending it on $1,000 handbags, or I think it just goes to waste.
Then again, if the roles were reversed, like if you had boundless amounts of money. Like, wouldn't you want to kind of treat yourself? Because, I mean, don't we kind of do that? I mean, we're doing more or less the same thing right now. Every once in a while, we'll go out to eat or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's our, like, small poverty treat. You know what I mean?
What have we gone out to eat last? What's the last time we went out to eat?
When we went to the Chinese restaurant and we got egg drop soup and wings.
Okay. But that was also less than $10.
That was also a long time ago. We're very good, I think.
Yeah.
Me and you are very good with finance. Yes. Well, not me.
I can be kind of... With things that I, like, really want. Like, the bed that I'm buying. I bought a new bed!
She bought a very nice new bed.
It's a queen-size bed. I'm no longer sleeping on a twin. But, like, when there are things that I want and then kind of need... Like, I don't fit on a twin again. I'm over 6 foot. Like, I have to, like... And I've been sleeping on this twin for, like, 2 years now. It's not good. I bought it for $75 off of Amazon. Yeah, so I'm switching it out. Anyway,
Which is great. Which is good.
But, like, with things that I want slash need, it's kind of hard for me to, like, rationalize or at least... Or maybe curb some of my... Like, things that I want. Like, I want to get a new shower head for the shower, but that's going to cost money.
Yeah, but then you can also justify that it's a shower, and a shower is kind of a necessity.
Yeah, but we could go without it for a little while longer.
True. So, I understand the...
It's a back struggle. And forth.
Yeah. No, because I do the same thing.
But when I get paid, that's when I'm more likely to be like, ooh, I can spend $20 on a shower head.
Yeah. it's very different when you actually have money to spend versus when you don't. Like, and it's very true. I've seen a lot of posts where it's like, $20 will last you a lot longer than, like, $2,000. Like, you know when... Then again, I feel like now that I know all the shit that I know now, I would be way better with my money.
Yeah.
Because I messed up pretty bad.
So did I.
During the summer.
I paid for rent for half a month in two different places at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So I just wasted, like, 1 month was, I was, like, going into a new place, but my lease ended middle of August, and if I was going to get the place that I wanted, I had to pay for middle of July, so I paid for rent twice.
Oh, dang.
I spent over, like, $900.
Oh, my God.
That was the worst move that I could have done.
Yeah. Mine was all of my parking. All of my, like, parking and getting pulled over those, like, two separate times and... Three.
Your car really kind of takes
And
you.
My damn fucking car. If anyone needs to know about my damn car, it's a Saturn Aura 2008. It is sucking me dry.
The bane of her existence.
Yes. Yep. Literally don't.
It will make her not be able to pay rent.
I will die. If I have to do any more repairs on this car, I will die. Emma, fuck.
Watch you have to replace, like, your whole motor in the next month.
Dude, at this point, I'm like, I'm gonna have to replace the whole car. Everything's, like, rust. Like, I look at the car and I look inside and it's all just, like, rusty and, like, corroded. And I'm just like, why would you give me a car that doesn't work? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. I'm appreciative.
I
can still drive it. I appreciate that.
One of my friends from freshman year bought his car for $500. It would stall if you stopped. So, like, you kind of had to keep it moving at all times. But it worked. And it had a subwoofer in it. So.
That's fucking scary.
And it was
scary.
A Honda Civic. Of course, but.
That's fucking scary, though. That's funny.
Mm-hmm. He said the motor had been rebuilt 3 times before he got it, so.
No. There's no point at that point. There's no point at that point.
$500.
Well, yeah. That's pretty good for a car.
You know something's wrong with it.
Oh, yes. There was another topic that I wanted to talk about, which was women's clothing. Oh, wait. I always forget that we can only do, like, less than 30 minutes because then it cuts off. Okay, well, actually, we'll scratch that and we'll move on to Emma's last topic.
Okay, so recently a friend called me about... She was worried about her significant other cheating on her because she had posted a relationship picture with him on her story, and he didn't, like, comment on it or repost it. And I was just like, is this because you don't trust him? Are you worried that he's talking to other people? Or are you just bothered that he's not putting on your story or, like, putting you on his social media? So she was mostly worried that, like, the relationship between them is going so well right now that she's worried that something is happening beneath the surface that she doesn't know about.
Right.
Because she doesn't allow herself to... She doesn't have enough trust to allow her to have, like, well-spent time with him. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and that kind of sucks because I feel like that sounds like a lot of relationship anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like, not separation anxiety, but...
Yeah, I also feel like it's hard for women to allow themselves to...